I think I discovered books as soon as I landed. I think within weeks I was at school, enrolled, ready to go, and within days of being enrolled, we were all taken to the library and given a little tour of the library. And when I saw that tiny room, I think, you know, sometimes there's a click in the universe, and at that moment there was a click, my life changed. I met my future in a way, and a part of me knew it. Part of me knew it. I fell in love with books so profoundly when I was 6 years old. Just really did. That love has carried me through to today. I think that I need to read at least 100 books before I can write a story in a way. I think I might extract a word from each book I read, or maybe a sentence from each book I read. And that's been a sort of an interesting journey, because for me, the writing is connected so intrinsically to this immense amount of reading that I do. I read voraciously, omnivorously, compulsively. In some ways, all that reading and that experience of being a reader shapes my writing more than anything. The only thing that reading can't give you is the world. And for that, there's travel and there's like really throwing yourself out there. But you know, reading is a wonderful way to come in contact with other human subjectivities. Nothing communicates the interiority of another human quite like a novel can, or the interiorities of other humans quite like a novel can. I mean, for me, books have always given me that fundamental human experience, which is communion. I feel very strongly, a very strong love and need for communion, and novels and fiction give that to me across space and time.